Hello, brothers and sisters. It's Monday. It's Jonathan Ritter here with Monday's devotional. Came across this reading. We'd like to share it with you guys. It's called Pray Without Ceasing. Key scripture verse here is Luke 18, verse 1. It goes like this. And he said a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. See, a prayer does not has to be elegant or contain the language and terms of a theologian. In fact, sometimes our simplest, even our most heartfelt prayers are the most pleasing to God. When we make our decision for Christ, you become a child of God, adopted by Him into the family forever. And now you have a wonderful privilege of coming directly into His presence, addressing God as your Father. In the beginning, you may not be fluent, but it's important to begin. My late wife had a notebook she kept on her of her children as they were beginning to talk. She treasures these first attempts and mistakes and all. She said, I wouldn't take anything for that book. When Paul said we should pray without ceasing in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, he chose a term used in his day to describe a persistent cough. Repeatedly throughout our day, we should be turning quickly to God to praise and thank Him, to ask for His help. God is interested in everything we do, and nothing is too great or too insignificant to share with Him. And the hope for today is this: do you struggle with knowing what to say when you pray? Paul told his readers to offer thanks in presence of their requests. You can see that in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Acknowledging your sin and shortcoming should be a daily thing. Repentance should be the key to our life. Thank God for His grace and gifts and His guidance. Trust Him, knowing that He loves you with an everlasting love, and He wants to hear from His children. Love you guys. Hope you guys are having a good Monday. Remember, you can check out sermons on this and Bible studies, and if you got prayer requests, you can hit that link on my website and send me an email. Love you guys. Y'all have a good night.